Hey, hi guys. Welcome to the November 22nd, 2023 meeting of SMO. We will basically discuss about two main things. One is in continuation to what we discussed last week, SMO call about the Oran Tech Fest. And then we will also talk about the next part of it, where we have integration possibility of Nephio SIGONE work group two, which is on ORAN, and how OSCE and the OI, the open air interface, will be able to have the integration with them. So these are the two main topics we'll talk about. I know Toshi, you're there. I'm not sure if Kuno-san is there or not. I have certain, I hope this is clear, right? I mean, I've uploaded the slide deck here, which we discussed last time. And the deck is what I was talking about is this one. The main thing which we discussed about is on the Plexus scope. As we discussed last time, that we will mainly focus on the HCE profile DMS as part of the current Plexus. This is in line to what we have showcased as part 2022, where it was the KTIS profile onboarding and OCloud integration is what we mainly showcased there. So as part of it, there has been agreement among the parties to have the following: actually, deployment of Tracker on top of OCloud, get new resource and query the information of the edge cloud, gather DMS instance and subclouds that are created from the IMS. Then the second part to it is actually DMS, where we have already got this added. I'm sure Toshi, you're there. So we have got this thing clarified, right? This is also is done, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is already completed. Yes. Thanks to Ayumu and Kuno-san and so on.
Yeah. So this is done. And user inputs for the CNF package also, we got it actually. Right now, it is not very configurable, but we got the details as part of the pack, the config map. So we got the user config map. And that is what has been already published to the team. This also is provided. So this is the change from last week. I just wanted to check the progress here. User config map has been provided for has been provided for this one. So this also is provided as part of the input. Then other part to it is that external automation is in progress right now. This is already started out. This is actually in progress right now. The DMS of subclouds and all. Since we had a crunch with, we have James Lee also. James Lee, I discussed with you in last week, right? Where we were in face-to-face. This is the same thing which I was discussing about James Lee, right? I think you got the background. So where we wanted to have this entire deployment of it on a single instance of a existing ORAN OSC deployment. But unfortunately, we don't have labs available for that yet. So we generated a local lab setup where we are porting all the required information across the things, right from the OCloud, also the DMS package coming out from the Tracker team, and also the logic which is to be binding for this, right? Which is a temporary logic right now we are putting as part of the current package is also something which we're working on. So this is what we have been doing on. And I have also approached BMO from Thailand team to check if any of their thing can also be used actually. So BMO has also sent me a request. I responded with respect to what we are expecting there. But meanwhile, because time is short, we have started this part of it. We got these details last time. Okay. The details of this are also in progress. Right now we got the details. Now we are working on the integration part. So this is also in progress right now. I can say this is work in progress. And even this is work in progress. Query info from IMS, this part of it, we want to do further. We have done it to some extent right now because it's a static lab which we have got. So there is no subcloud which is actually provided. But still, the what we are doing is we are doing everything on board. So the, both the management cluster as workload cluster, which we talk about, are on the same package. IMS and DMS are on the same server. So that is the reason why we don't need a separate query. But this will also be showcased when we need, when we actually have a service and all, we can showcase it separately also. The other question we have is on the stretch call part, the FM data. Now that we are in track, it looks to be greener with respect to what we have discussed so far. The other thing we wanted to check was on terms of what we can do as part of fault management data on the DMS part or the CF, sorry, on the CNF, on the application which is being onboarded. So here, what we discussed about, these are the different possibilities of it, right? The fault will be with CNF operation. The notification is a push notification, but it is a medium. So what we are asking is it possible for attacker to send a alarm data when there's an alarm? Is it possible for attacker to send that alarm as a push notification to the SMO? Okay. So we can actually provide a listener on the SMO. I have actually depicted that here, where if we can actually get this SMO piece to be able to push that notification into a callback, this is what we were drawing last time, right? So if you can get this thing done, it'll be easy for us to take it on with respect to how whenever there's a notification coming from attacker, that can be listened mode, and then that we can actually showcase to the UI. Into the user as part of a prompt or any package and all. This is one way we can do this. What I wanted to know was, is this possible from attacker, Toshi or other experts of attacker team? Do we have any such mechanism? By the way, Kuno-san, I see you too. Great. So is it possible to actually have this as a push notification? Hello? Hello? Guys, I'm audible?
Who should reply? Yeah, I can hear. Yeah, I'm wondering who should reply. So I think it's possible, but maybe there is not enough document or not a specification or... So maybe the how-to is not enough. So
yes.
Want to confirm with, So I want to confirm with the Tucker development team. I personally does not know the details of the push mechanism. So we should confirm with other Tucker development team. I want to confirm with
The other thing, there are two possibilities of it. Okay, let me share my screen again. Sorry, I had to just change the thing. So I'm going back to this. What I wanted to do was, I have sent a mail separately for Kuno-san and Toshi and all of us, right? So I'm just putting that thing also here, the other possibility of what we could do. Again, sorry, let me get back to the share screen. Yeah. The thing which I'm saying is this too. I mean, there are two possibilities to it. One is pull based, other is push based, right? So, right? Let me put it in different slides so it's easy for us to. So, what we can do for this is we can do it two different modes, okay? One is, of course, the push based, where it'll be easy for a listener to be activated on the SMO side or on the northbound side, on the NFO side of it. And attacker can actually then send a notification. The notification will be sent continuously, and then we can actually capture it. That's one way to do. The other way to do would be to actually have the same thing in a continuous poll. I mean, like, it's not a very good solution, but for time being, we can actually have this thing done where we can continuously poll the results, okay? And whenever there's a change in that, attacker can notify with that poll. I mean, attacker can set a flag, and then we will then do a pull from there. I would prefer the first push notification because that will be easy for us. So, Itoshi, as you said, if you can actually confirm us. 1 minute. Okay, so if you can confirm us if this is possible, right, from the current way of doing it, it's easy for us to go ahead. If not, the other possibility, which is not a great solution, but still we can do, is on the pull notification based, right, which will be basically to continuously poll for that. I mean, it's a poll based, as I said here. It will be a poll based mechanism where I'll be able to monitor what is happening on the network. If there is any change on that, I'll be able to display that details. Okay.
Yeah. I have a question, Sheshu.
Yeah, please, Shankar.
This is Shankar.
Yeah, Shankar.
Is there maybe Kuno-san or somebody might know, is there a consensus or a trend in working group 6 for the O2 DMS FM? What is the protocol going to be? Is it going to be a push notification message similar to O1 for FM? Just asking if you know.
Yes, according to the latest O2 DMS ATNV profile, the protocol is REST. So first consumer subscribe to DMS, then DMS notify alert by REST protocol to call back URI. So let's
just clarifying, how does DMS notify? By what protocol?
RESTful.
Okay.
RESTful.
RESTful.
Yeah.
RESTful and then it's callback. Okay. So it is not a, is there a protocol, is there a message format or protocol or something like that? Is there any guidance?
Yes. Of course, underlay is HTTP and the payload body also specified in O2 DMS ATNV profile.
O2 DMS, okay.
So I have designed this based on the same, Shankar, inline to
work. Okay, that's what you did. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
This is actually,
I
you can see here.
Trick,
right? Yeah, it's a REST client actually, which I'm saying about. The callback is here, and this is a push notification that's coming back. Basically, this is a PubSub. I mean, to put it in simple terms, this should be a PubSub mechanism.
Right.
What I was saying is, in the given time frame, because we have to complete this by this week, okay? So, or I think maximum by this month is what I came to know, okay? So, because of that, we cannot get into a new PubSub model of it. I want to just change that as part of the callback mechanism, which is, in fact, PubSub.
Yeah, right? Sounds good. Yeah.
So, that is what
just
is
checking
the thing.
If, just checking this, if you do something and then it's complete throwaway, it's not worth it. But
no,
a small amount
absolutely.
Of work, it proves the point. That's good, yeah.
Absolutely. That is Thank what you. Is the entire genesis of this thing, actually.
Yeah.
You see this diagram, right? It's actually callback, which is happening here. So this callback actually is the listener mode. What I'm making here as a starting step is actually a listener mode. Basically, once we have the push mechanism here, I mean, sorry, the PubSub mechanism here as part of, I mean, take an example of DMAP. Okay, again, there are a lot of things, but I'm just taking an example of DMAP, which is low-lying fruit coming from one app side, right? Which is similar, right? Where we have, whenever there's a notification coming in, we'll actually try to trigger the specific callback function, which we have written here. That will be reusable, right? That was in genesis of this. So the thing which I'm looking at right now is if this is possible, as Toshi-san said that he'll check this, that will be really usable. But this will be a throwback. I mean, if we don't have this, then we have to go with this part of it, which is overhead. I mean, it'll be like a only temporary thing which we do, and then it'll not be reusable in the long run. So hence I said here, right, first will be based on this thing, and it will be the best ideal situation, ideal condition for better results. And I was asking for the possibilities of this. Kuno-san, I think you should have seen this mail, right? I've targeted the specific audience who were there as part of the current breakfast. So wanted to check, what are your comments on that? If this can be achievable, it will be really good. Yeah, Shankar, were you seeing here or was it background?
Pardon? Sorry. Yeah, no.
So you were talking on. Okay, got it. Sure.
Yeah, I thought I was on mute. Sorry.
No, it happens. It's okay. Yeah. So, Kuno-san and Toshi, can we check this part, please? If this is possible, we will ask Sishi to have a callback mechanism open. I mean, we will actually have this callback mechanism open, and then it'll be easy for us to reuse this in future also for the FM data.
Okay. Yeah, I will confirm.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Tucker team member. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Anything else that you see, any risk or on something that you see in this? Hello? So I'll just update about, apprise about what is happening right now. As a whole, sorry, last week we have worked on this. We as a team have worked on this. And what we have got so far is, we have got all these details which we highlighted about, which we identified about. So this is going on right now. We have tested this manually also, and verification actually been successful. That's a big, a big hurdle actually has been, surpassed with that specific test, where we could have the entire config map deployed and the user input takes taken from there. Also, the required CNF was actually brought up into the single node system, which we actually got as part of the testing. So that is already verified in the single node server. Now, next part of it is there, we are actually getting the SMO pieces, which we just discussed about this, the black line, which we are sharing about FOCOM and NFO. The FOCOM piece of it is the query part from IMS, because we are right now using a single server system where it's working both IMS, DMS, which is also possibility of it, right? I mean, that is what we are trying to right now work on. So it's not a big deal for us to actually go with the IMS piece, but we are mainly focused on the DMS piece, which I've highlighted here. From the DMS perspective, we are actually getting the DMS instances. And then we have also deployed Tacker on top of the same. So this part of this blue and the orange part, which we are doing right now is intact. The CNF package deployment, we did manually, as I said before. Now we are trying to do the same with automation. Okay. So as part of that, what we are doing is we have started executing those scripts, which we got as part of the Tacker execution thing. And we are trying to have the automation run on top of this. By automation, what we are seeing is from a user trigger, okay, we will be able to take the user inputs and then everything will be done end to end, including the query from here, the transition, and then finally the Tacker client being able to deploy that CNF itself on top of the OCloud is being tracked. Next part for that would be once we get the confirmation on how the push notification will work. Okay, we will be actually providing a callback, and together is what we will integrate these two pieces, and then we will be able to show the FMO. So this is currently a stretch goal for us for the given thing. But I like what Kuno-san said last time that it is really good. By the way, Kuno-san, me and Shankar also discussed about this later in a one-to-one call, which we were discussing of various activities around SMO. And DMS alarms is one thing which will be really nice to have as part of this. So thanks a lot for appraising us that this is actually happening. One request is if you can actually share us the document also, Kuno-san, it will be really helpful. Kuno-san or Toshi, if you can also help us with the DMS alarm or FM data, which is actually happening on the Workgroup 6, right? It will be really helpful, please. Do you have it handy, Kuno-san?
Yes,
the link to the DMS alarms or
yes, yes. Yes. I will share.
Sure.
Maybe there are three documents. One is auto DMS, okay. ATM profile, stable by 17th November, so this month. Oh. Second month, document is sort of ATNF sort of 2-3 document. And the last one is Tacker API reference manual. So there are three documents. I will share.
Okay. Please, you have it handy right now or you'll share it later?
I will share later.
Sure. Okay. No problem. Then you had to add anything, Shankar, on top of it?
Not on this. So on the O2 DMS, it was a CR, but if it is part of the November spec, that would be awesome. Otherwise, it should look at the CR. On the overall flow, Seshu, we talked about it, but I think I have to complete the work where whatever we discuss, I just want to take that flow and make it part of the plans. I mean, I'll send you something. You can modify it, and we can maintain it as this is what the SMO project is doing, and how the NFO FOCOM or the interaction, like you said, is just a call.
Yeah.
And at this point, there is no interaction with any other project yet, right? I mean,
no. I'm coming to that as my next project. Topic. Well, Shankar, we had a great progress on it. I'm coming to that as part of next.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about. Yeah. I didn't. Talk
I have it. I have it as part of my next topic of today.
Okay.
But first, I want to conclude it and then go out. So for this part of it, I think we are good, right? Kuno-san, yeah. Shankar, yes. And Toshi-san, Komiya-san. Hello, Shashi. I see you too. So Shashi, any other progress on this? This is actually okay, right?
Yeah, that's a good time.
Okay. So the transition part is what, Seshi, what is the current progress of this transition?
Currently, I automated. I wrote a script from a conductor to deploy the CNF. Yeah, that's in progress.
Sure. So yeah, then we are green, right? There's no red flag from anywhere, right? I mean, Toshi-san,
yeah.
Kuno-san, Sushi, Komiyama-san, right? We are all green in this part of it. Then I think we'll work on the stretch goal, which we initially planned as part of, you know, if nothing works. So once we have this push notification done, then we will be able to proceed with this also, guys. Okay. I hope that is really good. I mean, it's good if you can show this alarm also. I completely agree to the thoughts Kuno-san actually shared us last time. And if we can showcase that also, it will be really nice. Okay. So let's try to work on this then. Okay. So Toshi, by when can you give us this update on this part of it, this notification part?
Seshu, I think this includes also this kind of an API specification. So otherwise, the callback need to, I think the callback need to align to the Taka notification API.
There are two parts to it, Komiyama-san. Yes, that's right. What we can show is we are tending for that, as I was saying you, right? The current callback mechanism is either we can implement the complete thing, but for that, we need a PubSub mechanism to be there, okay,
mm-hmm.
which we just heard from Kuno-san also, right? Because of the time constraint, we don't have the PubSub which we can launch it right now. So we are actually
mm-hmm.
having the second version of it, which is basically replicating the same, right? Once we have the PubSub based message bus or something, we will replace it. It's easy for us to replace it and it'll be easy for us to reuse it. Right?
Yeah, yeah. This is what I'm saying. So I think to make it short, to achieve in a short time, I think the callback routine should use the Taka notification API directory. I mean, maybe, I'm not sure how the Taka notify the alarm to
that
the
part
external
is
entity.
What Toshi-san said that's he's going to confirm us that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay,
so we are waiting for that. Yes, exactly. So if Taka has that notification mechanism which we can reuse, we will go with that. This red line which you're saying can be anything. It can be a direct call or it can be notification based also. But what we will actually have is a function which will be listening to that, right? And once we have this thing done, we will be then updating this further details of this logic where we'll showcase that to the user who is actually sitting on top of SMO. That's the whole idea, Komiyama-san.
Okay.
Yeah. Toshi-san, Kuno-san, that is in line, right? In line to the thought, isn't it? Hello? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I am now searching API reference,
okay.
But
sorry.
Sorry.
No problem. So Toshi-san, is it in line to the thought?
Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I have time at 13. And
Seshu,
one question. So maybe in my memory, I already shared some one Tucker's document about the subscriber notification. Do you remember? If no, I will send again. And yeah, I will share the document again.
Yeah, one is we need that push notification. I mean,
Yeah. So how to subscribe and
the
sample of the notification. So
yes,
such
yes,
document
yes.
is already shared. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe you remember. You forget. To be
I
honest, I also
don't
forget,
have
so.
It handy for
yeah,
that. Yeah,
sure.
If you can share it again, it
yeah.
will be really helpful. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So maybe I can share the existing document today. So by end of today. It is possible. So
no,
Toshi-san,
there are two parts. No, one thing is about this notification itself. The other thing is, how will we generate the alarm from the CNF? I was actually asking this entire line right from end to end. Because the CNF
mm-hmm.
has to generate the alarm, which Taka should actually then push notification, right? The requirement is about the CNF being able to generate the alarm, and that should be coming here, right? The entire line, I'm saying this to this.
It is included.
Yeah. Otherwise, see, Taka sending notification part. You are right that is actually a documentation part. But also, what we need is the CNF should generate the alarm, right? Which should then be listening to Taka, and we should be able to show it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. This entire line. I'm talking
about
this entire line.
Okay.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. I try to see the information by end of this week. Is it okay? Because tomorrow it's a Japanese holiday. Very sorry.
Okay. Sure. Should be okay. This week should be okay. Yeah. Yeah. Should be okay. By this week, if you send, also should be fine. Or even Monday morning, your time should be also okay. Monday morning, Japanese time also is okay.
Okay.
You're the first person to have the day started. So absolutely fine with us. By the time you send us, we'll wake up. So we'll be able to take that and send it on. That should be really fine also.
Okay. I see. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. I think we are on the same page right now, right? I mean the entire notification from CNF to the callback, not just this part. Okay. Yeah. Guys, clear. Okay. Yes. The next thing which I want to discuss was regarding the update which we have from last week meeting. Let me go to my screen again. So meanwhile, I'm sharing the screen. Any other questions on this? Are we good?
I think it's okay, Sushil.
Yeah.
Sushil, can you hear me?
Yes.
James, last week where we met the joint conference, right? Mm-hmm. I was helping to find some servers on Powder for that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the email chest, you know, communication?
I saw your email, but I didn't see any response on top of that, James Lee. So was any response on top of that?
Yeah, because you were asking like what's the purpose, and I ask you to add on to that if you have time. And ZD allocate two servers for us. So I just wonder.
Okay, James, I think I'm sorry. I missed that part because I got two mails, from one from BMO, one from you. Okay. Your mail I thought was actually asking someone else. I didn't expect it was for me, actually. I'm sorry for that. I think that was I'll miss that. So I'll try to reply on top of it. Anyways, for now, as I said, we are moving on with the current servers. But for future, we'll surely use it. So yeah, I'll reply on top of it. My bad, actually. I'll take an action on that, James Lee. I'll get back to you on that.
So in this case, do you still need it or not?
Currently not needed, because we will be able to complete this with the current server which we have. Okay. Because I said we have to complete everything by next week beginning itself. So we don't have time to install also, James Lee. That's a problem. Again, there are a lot of holidays, like Thanksgiving and all. So even if you start right now with the Thanksgiving and all in picture, we will not be able to reuse the service also for this current breakfast. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll move on with what we have today. That should be really fine.
Got it. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Just to confirm.
Thanks a lot, James. Sure. Yeah. The other thing, again, this is in line to what you were asking, Shankar. So last week we had a discussion around the OSCE open air interface and then the Nephio integration. There was a lot of discussion, a lot of information shared in the meeting. It was a very fruitful meeting for 2 days which we had, and a lot of industry experts were there as part of the panel discussions, and also a lot of communication was actually shared as to how it can be done and what should be done. Though the main interaction part for that, I think our friend James also was there as part of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Kuno-san, I see the document. You want me to open it? Sorry, I just want to make sure we conclude the previous one and then move on. So Kuno-san, can you see, guys, I'm opening the document.
Yeah. This is a Taka document.
Sure.
And I also checking AutoDMS.
Okay. Document. I'll update this as part of this current thing also. Then it's easy for us to track it out. So this is a VNFM data, right? Or this is a VN? Okay. Shankar, I'm placing it here so that it's there as part of our documentation also. Shankar.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Sorry, I was cutting short on what I was saying before, but just to make sure that we conclude on the previous update of it, I just...
Absolutely, yeah. No, that's important.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise we'll lose the continuity, actually. So as Kunosan provides a second thing, I'll also update that here so that we keep it as part of reference for us and everyone can actually have a view. Okay. Yeah. So,
and the second thing you're expecting is something from the working group 6 document. Is that what you're saying?
No, he said there are two documents. One is about this virtualized VNF. The other is actually on the DNS profile, right? So there are two he was searching for. One, he says he shared it here, which are just the VNFM APIs.
Right. But second one, you said Etsy profile?
Both are Etsy profile only, right?
Yeah, I know, but I think the second one is probably an ORAN document. I don't know if this is an Etsy document. Well, it's a Tacker.
Yeah, this is a Tacker one. I'm saying the one Tacker which I'm expecting is from the workgroup 6 part.
Right, exactly. That's what I was asking.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. That's the reason you can see here, right? I'm putting as workgroup 6. So I'm expecting workgroup 6 one. Whatever Kunosan will provide, I wanted to update that here. Right, Shankar?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Kunosan, I think that is what is understanding, right? My understanding is right. I think Kunosan is busy searching for the document. I don't want to disturb him.
Yes, you are right. And I am now... Checking URI.
We have the working group 6 contribution page available, if that will help. Is it a CR or is it the... The spec is from October.
Latest one on November. This is 17th November. I put
now Etsy profile. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I can put it in the chat, or maybe you did. I just found it. If it'll help. Yeah.
I put now chapter 3.3.
Oh, R3 version 5. Okay.
So this is the latest.
The latest Etsy profile from Working Group 6, November 17. Yeah.
Right. And this is now polling phase.
No. I mean, somehow it is not allowing me. Shankar, do you have the access to this?
Yeah, I do. You want me to send you the document?
No, I have the link. If the link is working, I'll just wait here. That should be really fine.
No, the link is working.
Okay. Maybe I have an issue with my confidence. I have to recheck my credentials.
Yeah, I think it's the same link. This is working. Yeah, it's working.
Sure, I'll actually paste it as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is in line to what we were expecting also. This is actually coming from ORAN Alliance working group. Yeah. Great, okay. Sure. So I placed both of them here. And Toshi-san, you will be helping us with this information. Okay, FM data, fault management data on app and connectivity to Tacker.
Okay, sure.
So this is actually, I just took it on you. Kunosan has provided this one. And this part of it, Sishi, I'm putting your name for this. For the Form to Cloud Manager deployment. Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, I have these two done. So these two are done, right?
Yeah.
And once you provide this, then you will be able to integrate this part of it, Sishi, you will do it after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are good. Toshi-san, Kunosan, Sishi, Komiyama-san.
I'm okay with
it. Yeah. Yep. Sure. Yes. So what I was saying was about the the last week meetup which we had from OUI, most of the focus was on OPN interface and how it can be integrated to different cases and all. But then what we had also a panel discussion where I was also part of it. We also had team Azhar and also David Kinsey was also part of that. And we discussed about various ways in which we can integrate Nephio, OSC, and the OpenAI interface. So the output of that was something like OpenAI interface will be the network functions. Nephio will be the enabler for the OCloud. And SMO will be the functionality which will be working both as a platform for us to have this orchestration and a management part of it. Okay. In line to that, we have some queries coming from Tim from Qualcomm. He's heading the work group 2 of SIGONE, okay, which is basically dedicated for ORAN in the Nephio part. And what he actually asks, this is a deck. Okay, by the way, the deck is prepared here. I'll show you what we are doing as part of the work group 2 as part of Nephio. So as you know, these are different possibilities of this SMO and RAN domain track. One is this one. There is actually ORAN track, network function, and the OCloud. These are the three tracks which we have actually identified as part of the current work. I mean, this is where even the functionality part, which I just talked about, is also coming into picture. So Nephio will be the enabler for that. Then we'll have the cloud interface, which will be there. And then we'll actually have the payload or the, you know, the network function track, which will be fulfilled by the open air interface, OC, ODU, and all. So that's how we have identified these three enablers. Okay. The other part of it is what we shall do as part of user story is the main discussion which we are actually having right now. Okay. So one thing for sure we discussed about is the create cluster and delete cluster. These two is what we have to start with. Registration instantiation part of it is something we said we will be, this is anyways the basis of everything, right? So create cluster and delete cluster is what we will start with from the end-to-end case perspective. And here, the point is, this is actually already showcased as part of our previous PlexFest, okay? But there, the pinch of salt, which I understand is SMO was used as part of, I mean, some of the SMO functionality was actually simulated. It was not completed in SMO, but some of this was simulated from SMO perspective. And then we have reused that. That is what has been showcased here. So we should be sure of what how the functionality will go deep into the management cluster, workload cluster, which is nothing but IMS and DMS in broad spectrum. How will we be able to do that entire thing and how will we take it on is what we have to discuss here. Okay, that's one thing we are working on.
So yeah. This is, but all this is when you, the FOCOM part, this create cluster, delete cluster.
Yeah.
You're just reviewing what is the concept from Working Group 6? Are you also talking about whether it will be done as part of
we want to, not just the concept of work group 6. We are right now looking at how OSC has done this, how much OSC has done this, and how we can really do the same using Nephio. That's the whole concept behind here. I mean, we are talking implementation, not the standard alone, Shankar.
Okay. No, but the OSC has done it. This was done manually, right? Was it? Or?
Yes, that's the point. I mean, as I said, it's pinch of salt is what I'm adding to it. That it was done manually in sense, SMO pieces were there, but there were only FOCOM and NFO piece, not the entire end-to-end SMO was not there as part of this. Here, in case of this one, it was only FOCOM, but again, that FOCOM also was done bits and pieces, right? So we have to attach it to and take it to Nephio. Exactly, that's the point I'm saying. Yeah, I was saying the same, like simulation. I was saying simulation is what we have used. Instead of using the actual SMO, we have used a simulation of it. That's what I stated, right? It's in line to what I was saying. It's mostly from the OSC perspective, not from the ORAN perspective.
Right. I understand the OSC perspective, but just to be clear, what was simulated? So there was a real cloud that...
We had INF, the OSC INF and OSC SMO were part of this, right?
Right.
IMS was exposed on top of... I'm saying IMS was okay, but the FOCOM part, IMS was actually okay. IMS and DMS we have exposed as it is from the ORAN INF project as absolutely fine there.
Right.
Here we are talking about the end-to-end SMO integration part, right?
Yeah.
I'm seeing
SMO. I understand. I'm just trying to get a very clear clarification of exactly what was done. Some of this I'm coming up to speed on the INF project in OSC. So the cloud was there.
Yes.
And what you called simulation was
the caller, you know, like the caller is the forcom part,
a semi-manual, some
yes,
some script calling
yes
the create
yes.
cluster, delete cluster functions. Okay,
yeah I'm seeing that way. Yes,
okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
As I said, I mean, again, I was clarifying that what I mean by the simulation or this thing is that we don't have a code for that in SMO, okay, ready-made
yeah.
code of it.
Yeah.
By simulation, yes, I mean, yes. the way we are also trying to find the DMS piece right now, right? We have a script. The script is doing the functionality. Yeah. In future, the script will be converted into code that can
yes.
do the actual job, right?
Correct.
Exactly. So correct. This is what we mean by this, that SMO
yeah.
functionality is there, but OCloud functionality has been done using the INF project. That is where it's done really good. But SMO piece is what I was talking about, simulation. I think we are talking same thing, Shankar, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The other part to it is, of course, this is about the start of it, where we have the create cluster, delete cluster. The next step to do it is actually the O2 DMS part, where we have the SMO OCloud enablement tracker user story, where we will be instantiating the ORAN network deployment. This is again coming into picture from the perspective of the network functions, right? The payload, or the, not payload, sorry, payload is wrong word, workload, okay, right? Workload is actually what we are talking about as to how the workload will be instantiated and how we'll be able to take it on for the next step. Okay. So this part is actually what we want to do. And here we are trying to use the OpenAIR OCU, so the ODU to start with, will be used as part of the payload workload here. Okay. So that's where we are covering all three. Yeah.
Right. Now, when you talk about the OAI ODU or OCU, so mm-hmm. so it is the essentially the images
yes.
of that network function
yes
that you're using to deploy the network function.
Exactly. Yes. Right.
And it is Kubernetes based. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're essentially
again the highlight here is Kubernetes because we want to be sure that we say this loud enough that I was insisting on this just to be sure we don't confuse this with etc profile. It's only the Kubernetes profile we are talking about right now. Okay, all the activities we are doing from Nephew is only Kubernetes profile.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, Nephew is all Kubernetes, right?
Yeah. So we are saying Kubernetes profile alone here, okay?
Yeah.
So that's where we are. And then there were questions raised on top of this from the team over there as to how we are doing this entire thing.
Yeah, one quick question. The first bullet was just making sure one package is only one network function. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we are trying to have one single deployment right now. In future, that can change, but right now we are saying the constraint is enough to be one deployment.
So one deployment is one network function.
Yes.
So the descriptor will bring up one. In this case, you mentioned DU, there's some reason to pick DU instead of CU, or I mean, does it matter?
No, we started with DU because DU is more CNF friendly. CU is somewhere between, but open air interface people are actually Sagar, team from Sagar has confirmed that by this O2, Nephew R2 part of it, we'll have even the CU ready.
Okay.
Okay. So for now, what we are seeing is the part which will start with will be DU for sure, but CU also will be integrated into that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually slightly, I didn't expect that DU is more CNF friendly than the CU. I thought it is needed more to, I mean, both are needed.
Both are needed for sure. But DU, why I'm saying it is because, again, this is a comment which even came in workgroup 6 people also. David was there, even Udi and Tim were also there as part of the last week meeting. Even they were expressing the thought on it. But anyways, forget about what NFA function it is, but one of those vnode base will be brought in. I mean, let me put it this way.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Not into getting into that part of it, because that's where even I am actually trying to understand that. I'm in process of understanding that. Maybe I'll also give, heads up to you, you people, once I have more clarity on it. But from what I understand from Sagar, what I discussed from Sagar in brief, I came to know that the DU is what they are, ODU, I would say. ODU is actually what they have already reached a very stable state of it. And CU also is in progress. Okay. So one of those deployment is what we try to do. Okay. One network deployment is what we try to do for sure. And this is the target for us for this year. Okay. From Nephew perspective. Makes sense, guys? Is it clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you're referring to the use case document? That's what all those references
yes,
are?
Yes. Okay. So this use case which you're referring to is coming from the OSA again, right? The use case which we talked about. Right? So yeah, here you can see, right? The workgroup 6 clarification and orchestration use cases requirements. And
correct.
Is already
group 6 so use case document.
Thanks, Kunosan. I'll also update this one. Kunosan also given the O2DMS etc NFE profile. I'll also update that here while we are talking. So give me a second and then I'll go to the questions again. So the questions were actually this, that would SMO be able to have the ability to define OCloud and then support the registration of OCloud via the IMS interface? This is basically talking about the registration and bringing up the OCloud itself, okay, as part of the SMO functionality. The second thing is, would SMO be able to deploy packaged ORAN using a K8s DMS profile, okay? This is what we are trying to do right now. We are talking about...
So these are... I guess questions A and B, that is what you would like to do in the target, but it's not fully ready yet.
Yes. So these are the questions coming from the workgroup two of SIG 1. These are the questions raised to me from the team. I'm also part of the team, but I'm saying these are the things which we want to clarify. So what I was provide them was actually the same, that this is a POK state, because not everything is actually coming out of the blue, like what we showcased in the Plekfest and all, right? From SMO perspective, again, from a use case perspective of a IMS from INF, yes, it's done. But the callers for that are not full-fledged code development is done in that. So that's where we have a disaggregation mode, which we are talking about, right? That's what I was trying to highlight. And in fact, I've also replied to them saying that this is exactly the case. Use cases bolded in 5-6 other things which we just saw, right? Were those inventory. Then I also said that inventory, OCloud retrieval and all is not there. Okay. OCloud retrieval, of course, we can do. That's not a problem. This part of it is easier to do than anything else. And inventory part of it, I said inventory is currently being implemented in the INF piece, but for the SMO to be able to reuse that, it's not yet ready. Okay. On the ORAN NF side, again, the same questions were there. This is for the O1 part. This is the O2 part. There, the questions were, at least we have one network function, say OCU or CPU, deploy that package via SMO NFO. This would mean the package would have been in the format of SMO could understand. Okay. So that is what we were talking about. Here, Helm-based deployments is what we have done before, okay, for the O1 part. Mm-hmm. So it's easy for us to do it. And the other thing is, can use O1 to change the configuration of ORAN NF. Okay. What, if anything, do we need to showcase regarding the O1 interface? Sagar is a guy from there. Sagar said that DU can be configured via O1 and get the heartbeat. Can SMO support this type of change? Well, again, this is a case where it is like dangling between. And here I again wanted some help from the RIC people also, right? Because when you're talking about configuration change and all, it's not the SMO alone. It's actually SMO along with the RIC, right? Which takes care of the O1 interfaces part. Guys.
Okay, now. True. Now, the thing is that when you say RIC people...
I'm talking of our friends, John Kinney.
Right, I know. But I think the way I understand all of this is... So there is... If you look at the flow, that there is some entity. And now more and more, it starts looking like a service orchestration of functionality. And... Mm-hmm. So in the SMO, because the RIC, the non-real-time RIC in the SMO, sort of a lot of it is there are different opinions on this. You can have many functions inside the non-real-time RIC. That's one school of thought, including what we are calling orchestration. Orchestration involves anything that goes across both O2 and O1 interface.
Right.
It's something that integrates it too, right? And I think largely that is called an orchestration function. At least in working group one, it's coming up as a service orchestration SMO service. Now you could put that all inside the non-real-time RIC. That's one school of thought. And another school of thought is that the non-real-time RIC, or maybe another implementation approach, is that non-real-time RIC is really focused on optimization management of the RAN, assuming that the network function is already provisioned. So either way, what will happen is we have to make some kind of the building blocks will be the same. Whether that orchestration functionality, I don't know if you'll use the same language, we will converge on something. But what I mean by an orchestration functionality is some entity. It could be, we can call it service orchestrator. We can call it non-real-time framework platform service. Or there could be a dedicated RAP. I don't think there's a dedicated RAP handling provisioning because it's, so let's say it's an SMO function. What that this SMO function overall will do, this orchestration function, is to say there is something that makes sure the cloud resources are available, that is O2 IMS. That's something that deploys the network function, that is your O2 DMS. And once you get back an acknowledgement that the network function is up and running, then a message will go maybe through the orchestrator, maybe through some service in the non-real-time RIC. All this, as far as I know, nothing is in place. We have to articulate that. The message will go and say, okay, here's the particular network function. This is a DU. It is, it's not so much what package was used. We need to know what is the information model for this DU. So if it's it's an ORAN compatible ORAN ODU with a particular ORAN interface, that model is known. And at that point, either the service orchestrator or a platform function or the OEM will say, okay, I know what to do with this DU. You're telling me it's ready. I will immediately go and configure it based on initial known configuration. There are various assumptions that are built in, right? Because something in the SMO has to know how to configure this DU.
Shankar, yes, that is the future. What we are talking about is what we can do from the current understanding. What you're saying So current understanding, I'm saying it's not just an SMO piece alone. I also want the RIC, okay, to be onboarded for this specific thing to be implemented end-to-end. Okay. In future, as you rightly said, as part of the work group, one discussions of a service orchestrator, that's the end-to-end part of it, where this entire federation can be brought down into one umbrella, and then we can actually have the transition of data or the messaging, right, is what is to be required. But as of now, what we have is that this is completely out of the hands of SMO code, I'm saying, right, from OSC. From OSC perspective, this is going into the non-real-time record of the OSC, right?
Correct, but this is where, okay, I understand what you're saying. So one simple answer is, whatever you're talking about is not in place. We'll have to build it.
Yes.
And initially it can be a simple thing. And the non-real-time RIC project has the code, has a framework to support an RAP. And a lot of the emphasis was to go into the near real-time RIC over A1. Now we are talking about how it acknowledges that a network function is available. And now we have to activate O1 configuration through OAM. No, my simple answer is, this is why we are having this discussion, this integration, the flow, how will things come together.
Yes, it's not in place.
But the second point I would make is, yes, you are using this language, the SMO project in OSC, and it is out of the SMO code and it is in the non-real-time code. From an ORAN architecture perspective, the whole thing is the SMO. I might be stating the obvious that I've said before.
No, that is what is a dream we are living, actually. Not it.
No, I know.
Not it. So the question right now is for the O2, for the R2 of Nephio, what we can show. That is a perspective. For sure, what you're saying cannot be done within the R2 timeframe, Shankar. That's the point which I'm trying to bring in. I understand. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Correct. No, the point I was making is about the language.
Huh.
When you, I know, I maybe I'm nitpicking, but when you say it's beyond the SMO, and then now I need the RIC.
No. By SMO, I mean the SMO code. I'm not talking about the standard or the workgroup 1 or workgroup 6. I'm just talking by SMO. I mean the code which is there in the OSC SMO project.
I understand. But my response to you is, I think we should be careful about the terms we are using. imagine someone from Nefio who's reading the ORAN specs, and he'll come and say, does your SMO do this? And you say, no, my SMO doesn't do it. I hand it over to the RIC. They will say, oh, why is your SMO limited? I think we should be, it's not a problem. I'm not blaming anybody. It's not a problem you have created. You have inherited this.
Yeah.
But yeah, just keep that in mind. I think we'll slowly have to be aware.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right in that terms. I'm answering this from the perspective of what is there in the code base of the OSC/SMO versus other modules of OSC. Okay. From that specific thing, this is out of the scope of the OSC/SMO code piece. Okay. Which is what is the current point of discussion from Nefio implementation. Okay. So what we have to do for implementing this is we have to also onboard the other pieces of the OSC. Here in this case is a RIC. Okay. Yes. End of it, we will actually have this all coming under one service orchestrator where we'll have the federation of, federated being called East-West communication. I would not even call federation, East-West communication between all these things done end to end. That is a futuristic thing for sure. I think we don't need the
full service orchestration will come much later, but the building block will be the actual message which goes between NFO and some entity. It could be an app, it could be a non-real-time RIC. I'm invoking the concept of a non-real-time RIC platform as a service.
Right.
We'll have to invent.
This is where the complete thing also coming in. The messaging which you just talked about, right, is this thing, Shankar. Again, this message which I put in black line, right?
Yeah.
This has to go further of NFO to the RIC part. This transition is actually what we are saying, disaggregation, right? We are saying disaggregation because this black line is missing right now.
Right, I agree. Let me quickly check one the time.
We are only 1 minute up, Shankar. Maybe we can take it off.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I have a meeting at this time or some other time. Okay. Because of the time change,
I'm interested to have this discussion. Perhaps you and me can have it offline because other people are already dropping off. It's already 1 minute above the
internet.
But surely, and me will discuss as
we'll continue. I do understand exactly what you're saying, and my feedback is simple. One is all the pieces are not in place, but we need to identify something simple. And my second part is, I think we have to be careful about the terminology to prevent confusion.
I agree. I mean, when I said, I replied to them anyways, but I'll actually have them my oral communication also about what is this that I mean by having RIC on board. I mean, by RIC, I'm sorry, talking about the OSC RIC project, not the RIC as in defined by the workgroup 6.
Correct. You don't. I do understand what you're saying. You don't have to repeat.
I think that you're giving the caution pill. Actually, I totally understand, Shankar, because it should not create some other message, and it should not go with completely. I mean, because the moment I say RIC, right, people will go into a different mode of understanding of it. I totally understand what you're saying. Yes, it is not that RIC I'm talking about. I'm only talking about the OSA RIC project, which is doing this part of it.
That is loud and clear. So okay.
Yeah, sure.
So we'll. I'm just trying to figure out if I'm supposed to be on any call. So can we talk later?
Sure. Yeah. I think anyways.
Continue by email.
I have to anyways wind up this. Yeah. Thanks a lot. It's only 2 minutes above the stipulated time.
No. This is very useful. Yeah.
Yeah.
And very timely.
Very timely. And one more thing is this is also coming in time of what we are trying to do in workgroup one also from the service orchestra perspective, right?
Yes.
This will become enabler. This will also become a catalyst, I would say. I was talking about this code called Accelerator a lot. I was saying that Nefio will be the accelerator for SMO functionality to be implemented end-to-end. And people have appreciated it. I couldn't see that everyone agreed to that in the output of that. Right? That's a whole takeaway from there.
Can I request you to keep me in the loop or send me the whatever document? Is there a slide deck that was used to talk about?
No, we didn't use slide deck, but there was a recording which I'm supposed to get. James Lee, that's not yet published, right? Irfan said that he'll be publishing it. Once we publish it, I'll be sharing to larger group. James, did you get anything from Irfan on the recordings?
No, not yet. But he said he would do.
Yeah.
All the presentations and the recordings.
Yes, yes, yes. So I'm also waiting for that. So once it's out, we'll share it to a larger group here, Shankar, surely.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
James, you want to share? You want to add anything on top of what I said? I mean, just one more minute, maybe.
I think you already covered it. Yeah, that's good enough.
Sure. Thanks, guys. Then I mean, I'll call it off. We've already 5-4 minute service. Sorry for the program. I mean, overflow of it, but I can see that everyone is here, so that shows the interest. Surely, we'll have more discussions about it and see how we can progress on this. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Great. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye.